Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Wrap Up, a production of The Balance. Join Tom and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh.
The Jets and Patriots will renew their bitter rivalry in the AFC divisional playoffs after New York pulled out a win over the Colts on Saturday. Nick Folk drilled a 32-yard field goal as time expired, giving the Jets a 17-16 victory at Indianapolis.
Whew, we've been in some close ones this year, but you know, to come out and pull this game out against a great football team, against a great quarterback, I mean, it was a Herculean effort by our team. I mean, really, I'm just thankful for the men that I coach.
You have to give credit to them. They did a heck of a job, and you know, our guys fought hard all year long. I think they overcame a lot of things along the stretch, and a great effort, but we just ran out of time.
The Jets didn't allow a touchdown after Pierre Garçon's 57-yard scoring grab from Peyton Manning opened the scoring late in the second quarter. New York didn't grab its first lead until LaDainian Tomlinson capped a nearly 10-minute drive by scoring from 1 yard out with 9:59 left. Adam Vinatieri followed with a pair of field goals, including a go-ahead 50-yarder with 53 seconds left. But Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez completed two big passes on the final drive, including an 18-yard grab by Braylon Edwards to set up Folk's game-winning kick.
As the game got on, he got sharper and sharper, and the last pass to Braylon Edwards, the kid called that play on his own. We could have gone with a run, could have gone with a pass. He said, I just want to move the football. And Braylon's like, look, they're playing me in man. I know I can go over top of this guy. And we just said, you know, Shadi just said, all right, kid, you throw the ball you want.
Defensive effort, you know, you can't say enough about our guys on defense. They really fought and bailed us out kind of on offense at times. And then the offense responded when we needed to. So it's a great feeling coming back to Indy and getting a win against a great quarterback, a great team, and a really you know, dominant franchise.
Tomlinson ran for a pair of short TDs for the Jets, who are now 3-1 in postseason play under second-year coach Rex Ryan. Sanchez threw for 189 yards, and the Jets gained 169 yards on the ground. Manning threw for 225 yards, but it's one and done for the Colts after reaching the Super Bowl last year. Dave Ferry, The Associated Press.
All right, Dave, over at The Associated Press, thanks for that update on the Colts-Jets game. My name's Tom. This is a special Sunday episode of The Wrap-Up. Right alongside me, as usual, is $2 Bill Josh. Josh, how are we doing today after such a disappointing loss for the Indianapolis Colts?
I'm fine today. I'm not disappointed in the players at all. The players played their hearts out. It's up to the coaching staff to put them in a position to win, and our coaching staff just flat-out failed to do that.
Right. Well, you know, certainly, like I said, it was a disappointing loss. And, you know, I don't know. There was probably a lot of things that happened over the course of the season that we can point fingers at. But one thing we do know for sure, that at the very last minute, Folk kicks a field goal and to bring the Jets up by one. They'll face the Patriots. Now one would assume that they will meet their demise there in Gillette Stadium. So, Josh, I know you were at the game. Give us a little bit of a feel what it was like to be down there on a playoff game, what happened down there, and just kind of talk to us a little bit about the fan experience down there and what went on last night at the Jets and Colts game.
It was certainly exciting to be at Lucas. To the very end, the fans were supporting the players. You would notice about midway through the third quarter, you probably couldn't notice this on TV, a majority of the Colts fans started turning on the coaching staff, I'd say, with about 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, when we just refused to leave a game plan that didn't appear to be working. But it was exciting. It was sold out. I couldn't find any empty seats. I did see a few celebrities. I wasn't able to get their pictures, though, but it was a great time.
All right, and I know that you sent us some pictures, and we'll get those posted up on the website later today or very first thing in the morning. Well, let's face it, guys. The Colts season's over. My hat's off to the Indianapolis Colts. They've certainly got a lot of rebuilding to do here in the off season, and one would think that they will do exactly that. And if everybody comes back healthy, they'll have some pretty good depth. I would think that Peyton Manning will be back and probably be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. I know that Jim Irsay and Bill Polian will do everything in their power to make sure that they hang on to Peyton Manning. I'm not really worried about that. But what are some of the other players you might think, Josh, that might go elsewhere here at the end of now that the season's over?
Don't be shocked to see Reggie Wayne leave. He kind of looked for a trade last offseason. Now this contract's up, and I think we attempted one pass to him all night long. Manny's been going to Blair White, Pierre Garçon, and Jacob Tammy, kind of just ignoring Reggie Wayne. Don't be shocked if he looks to move on to a new city. And we're going to have to let one of the running backs go, and since Vidai's a free agent, he may be the unlucky one. Because we have Rhodes and Brown and Adai and Hart, and we can't keep all four.
Well, one thing is for sure, that Reggie Wayne yesterday was a non-factor. And maybe he will end up somewhere else. Maybe they'll work something else. But who wasn't a non-factor? I tell you what, Adam Vinatieri carried the team last night, put us in a position to win. Didn't happen, but my hat's off to Adam Vinatieri, the clutch kicker of the NFL. He kept the Colts in the game. I feel like there was a lot of things that happened. Obviously, the Colts running into the kicker. I think they maybe shouldn't have called that last time out. I think they should have let the clock run down a little bit better than there. And, Josh, let me ask you this. You said that a lot of the fans and stuff were disappointed in the coaching staff. What do you think as the coaches should have done differently? Better, and how do you think that could have affected the outcome?
We didn't even look deep to Reggie Wayne all night long. The one pass he did throw was a 3-yard out pass. Three straight times in the first half, we threw a 2-yard pass to Blair White when we needed 1 yard. You have to go over the first down marker on third down. You can't throw it behind the first down marker and expect Blair White to pick it up in the playoffs. I think we went away from the running game. We were able to run all night long if we wanted to. We continue to thought, I think if we would have ran it, we would have had a lot more success. We would have kept the Jets off the field at the end of the fourth quarter. I just think the offensive game plan wasn't very smart. I don't know what you thought, Tom.
Well, here's the thing. Obviously, we're not privy to be in the headsets there, Josh. But one of the things that I will say, and, you know, I'm a big Peyton Manning fan, and I think he's proven himself to be able to call plays. Maybe sometimes it's not the coaching, it's actually the audibles and stuff that are called by Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning might see a read, something may not pan out differently. And the other thing is, keep in mind, we've been riddled, the Indianapolis Colts were riddled with injuries all season long. And the timing and practice wasn't there as perhaps maybe it was there with Wayne and Manning many, many times. Now, why Manning didn't look to Wayne, other than perhaps, like I just said, he saw some reads, some coverage. Maybe he was gun-shy of some interceptions that he's had. I'm not really sure as to why they didn't go with Wayne. But one thing I always want to be careful about is not to always put it on Jim Caldwell's shoulders. A loss is a loss is a loss, and if we had won, you know, maybe we'd be having a different discussion about the coaching staff right now. But that said, the Colts have finished their season. They're done, you know, and we look forward to having them back again next year. I think the Jets held back a lot. The Jets have been a strong team all year long. I think they held back. The Jets are certainly a blitzing team, and Rex Ryan sensibly steered away from the philosophy that rarely works against Peyton Manning Saturday night. And in last season's AFC Championship game, the Jets sent five or more defenders at Manning 63.4% of the time, and he completed 16 of 24 passes for 242 yards and two touchdowns against it. This time around, the Jets used five or more rushers only 14.8% of the time. Now, one could say that that was a different game plan, and maybe a little bit different of a game plan than what they played all year. They certainly, like we talked about right here on the Wrap-Up and on the Balance all week long, that the Jets have made it personal, and they were going to do everything in their power to come to Indianapolis at Lucas Oil and win the game. And win the game is what they did at the last minute. And, so that said, Josh, what do you think that the Jets did right to beat the Colts? And how did the Colts, in your opinion, react to the way the Jets came back in the second half? Obviously, it was a completely different team in the second half than it was in the first half.
I honestly don't know if it's a matter of the Jets beating us as much as we beat ourselves. Certainly, my hat goes off to Rex Ryan, Brian Schottenheimer, Mark Sanchez, and the entire New York Jets organization on a solid victory. I will disagree with you. The New York Jet team that I saw last night is more than capable, and in fact, I will predict that they will go into New England and punch Brady in the mouth to send the Patriots packing. They just have
Go ahead.
They just seem to have the it factor about them. That's something that seems to have clicked midway through the third quarter. I look for the Jets to get on the run and quite possibly end up in Dallas. So it seems it's all clicking for me.
Well, the Jets are playing some good ball, and as we know very well from watching the Seahawks game, which, by the way, I want to take a moment here and say I did say yesterday in the Balance that it would not be a blowout and that the Seahawks have a very good chance of beating the Saints. So I will toot my own horn here because I was blowing it all by myself yesterday. But, I won't discount it, but I will say this, that the Patriots are very strong, very deep, and very, 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 very well prepared, and they're playing at home and in the wintertime, and so we'll see. I mean, like you said, the Jets certainly ticked some numbers yesterday, and we'll see what happens there. Now, we just talked about this. Manning did not target Reggie Wayne outside the numbers in the regular season, though, and Wayne was the fifth most targeted receiver outside the numbers. Overall, he finished with one catch for 1 yard matched up against the Jets cornerback, Darrell Revis. Manning's numbers outside the numbers were down 12.4 in completion percentage. He was 4 for 9 all on the right sideline, 3 yards per attempt and 32.9 points in passer rating from the numbers he posted in the regular season. Now, on the other side of the coin there, Sanchez, I felt like he struggled with some of the long throws. And I think that he was throwing high, and the Colts pass defense had allowed completions on half of the opponent's throws and 10 or more yards this season, 68 for 136, 26th in the NFL. But Indianapolis was a difficult matchup for Mark Sanchez. In such a circumstance, he completed only 22.2% of such passes for 4.7 yards an attempt. He had one interception and no touchdown, and posted a passer rating of 6.9. Frankly, I thought all evening Sanchez was high and wild in the first half, and that accounted for these numbers as much as what the Colts were doing. And he can't do that going into New England. He has to be on target because the New England defense is tough, is tight, and is deep.
I agree, but I don't think the Jets are going to throw the ball too much against the Patriots. The Patriots kind of struggle against the run. The Jets have LaDainian Thomas and Sean Green. I like to just go into New England, pound the ball all day long. Sanchez will only throw it when he has to, kind of like he did last night. I think it'll be a very close game next Sunday, but I'm going to go ahead and, like I said, I don't believe in the Patriots. The Patriots really haven't proven anything to me. They haven't beaten anybody. They've beaten the Jets. They beat the Colts when they were beat up. They didn't beat the Ravens. They didn't beat the Steelers. They beat up on a whole bunch of cupcakes. The Colts would have did great with that schedule. I'm just not sold on the Patriots.
Well, I don't know. That story's yet to be told. And like I said, based on the Seahawks game yesterday, certainly not putting out of the realm of possibility that the Jets can beat the Patriots. I just think it'll be a tough matchup. We'll certainly get into that as we move along. Over right now, going on in the wild card against the Ravens and the Chiefs. I was just trying to see a score there.
It's 7-3 Chiefs.
What is it there, Josh?
It's 7-3 Kansas City.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. And I think I talked very, very much into the effect that Kansas City could beat the Ravens. So any given Sunday, the problem is that given Sunday, you win or you go home, and that's exactly what the Colts are doing. And, you know, I typically don't agree with Bob Kravitz with the Indianapolis Star, but he did make a point in an article that I do agree with, and that they stretched the rubber band about as far as it would go, and they stretched it week after week after week, plugging in rookies, adding street free agents, looking for somebody, anybody to fill the holes that kept opening up and just not working out. And finally, that rubber band snapped back the other way. And, you know, that's why the Colts lost 17-16. There are no parades, no banners, or anything like that for first-round losers, especially not around here where the Colts were annually built for championships. But there was gritty, if ultimately dissatisfying, nobility about what they accomplished this season. So that's from an article written by Bob Kravitz. Obviously, you can catch his article in the Indianapolis Star. And don't always go with the side of Bob Kravitz, but I do agree with this. That particular statement is that we expect championships here in Indianapolis, and when it doesn't happen, you know, we're very, very disappointed. We're very quick to point fingers, but we know all year long that the Colts have been stretching that rubber band and probably doing a better job at stretching it than what most teams could have had. And, you know, we'll see if the Jets can stretch the rubber band any further. Again, for those of you that may or may not have heard, I don't know why you wouldn't have heard, but the Jets beat the Colts last night. Very, very tough loss for the Indianapolis Colts, the Indianapolis fans, the city of Indianapolis. I do applaud the Indianapolis Colts. Good season, good way to fight back, good way to stay in the fight and make it happen. I mean, because just a few weeks ago, right here on the Wrap and on the Balance, Josh and I didn't even have an idea if the Colts were even going to be in the playoffs. So, you know, they did the best they could, and we look forward to a good year next year. Like Josh just said, we may or may not have Reggie Wayne. I think we'll definitely have Peyton Manning. But let me ask you this, Josh: how do you think we're gonna do in the draft? Are we gonna draft some defensive players? I mean, Bill Polian certainly isn't one to draft from popularity in most cases. In fact, Peyton Manning is a product of that. So what do you think we're going to do in the draft? Are there any players you think we're going to release? What about Bob Sanders? You think he'll be back? What about the thoughts in the offseason? What's going to go on in the front office with the Indianapolis Colts in the offseason?
The overriding thought at Lucas last night is the Colts need to draft a quarterback. I would say it's 50-50 in people of the game as whether Peyton will be back. I personally don't think he'll be back. He said two or three times, and most Colts fans want to ignore the statement. He's ready to start a family. He's not discussing the contract with Peyton Manning. He wanted a contract. He'd have done had one. I personally am 50-50 on whether he'll be back. I think last night will give him incentive to come back. I think before that, he looked to be done. But it's time we draft a quarterback. There's plenty of good first-round quarterbacks this year. We can't discontinue. This is 13th year. There's another year to draft a quarterback. No, it's time to draft one now. I don't know if you would agree, but it's time we get his replacement ready.
Here's the thing. I strongly disagree with that statement. I understand that that's a mainstream way of thinking. I don't know about his whole family life. I've heard different rumors that he's actually getting a divorce. I don't know if that's the case. And quite frankly, I don't really care. That's none of my business. He has a right to a private life, just like everybody else does. So I don't know if that would be the case. But I do know that Jim Irsay definitely said that he would do everything in his power to make sure that Peyton Manning stays. So I can guarantee you one thing. It will not be about the money if he leaves. And I just don't think that he's ready to retire. I mean, he'll be 35 years old or around about 35 years old, I believe. And I think his time is getting close. I mean, it's hard for a quarterback to come out, and especially the way Peyton Manning plays, it's hard for him to do it. I don't think he'll retire this year or next year. I think there's a very slim possibility he'll retire, you know, at the end of the 2013 season. But really what I would predict, and this is just my prediction here, is I would say we've got another good 3 years left from him. So, you know, probably not draft a quarterback this time around. Next year, most definitely. Most definitely we need to draft a quarterback next year. We also need to develop Curtis Painter. I like Painter. I mean, all we heard was, we don't like Sorgi, we don't like Sorgi. Well, now we got Painter here. And, you know, we're never going to have Peyton Manning back. When Peyton Manning does decide to leave, we're not going to have him back. But I'd like for him to stay around here at least till the end of the 2014 season. He'll be about 38 years old then. But I do not look for him to retire next year at all. And, you know, the same thing. I think his rival, Tom Brady, will stay in at least another couple of years as well. He's probably more likely to retire about the same time as Tom Brady. And, of course, that's just my thoughts on that part of it. So more than let's just not talk about the quarterback situation here in Indianapolis, because I mean we have a quarterback situation, but I don't think that that's our problem. I think we need to have stronger, more deeper depth in both the defense and on the offensive line. But at the same time, the Colts need to have somebody that the quarterback can throw to. I mean, Dallas Clark goes down. Of course, yes, we had Tammy, and Tammy's did a good job of stepping up. White, I like him when he plays, he plays. Pierre Garçon, when he gets the ball, and he can make some big plays. But the thing is, he doesn't always make the plays at the time that he needs to make the plays and when he needs to make the plays. So what are your thoughts on, realistically, Josh, who do you think that we need to go after realistically, and what is probably going to be a good solid guess that the Colts will go after next year?
It definitely won't be a wide receiver, because if Wayne does return, we'll have Wayne and Colley and Gonzalez and Garçon and White and Clark and Tammy. So there's no more room for a wide receiver, even if we drafted one. The defensive line, I like our defensive line. You got Freeney and Mathis. You got Murr and Johnson. Murr and Johnson aren't spectacular, but they get the job done, and they're relatively cheap. With all the money we spend on the offensive side of the ball, we can't afford anybody better on the defensive line. We got Saturday and four question marks on the offensive line. So we need to take an offensive tackle or a guard, probably one of each in the draft. We're not going to run the ball until the offensive line gets shored up, because there's no holes for them to get to.
Okay. Well, we'll see how that plays out on draft day, and how what kind of free agents might pop open and make that happen. We were talking about people retiring. Obviously, one of the key people we're missing in the loop that very well might retire this year or the next year is Bill Pullian, and his son is going to take the reins of the team there. And certainly he's been trained by Bill Pullian, in my opinion. Maybe a lot of people will disagree with this. He's one of the greatest general managers in the NFL. and has proven his ability to draft smartly, not always what the press and media and fans might demand or want him to do. Keep in mind that they're privy to a lot of information that we're not. One thing about last night's game is we weren't the only ones watching the game. It was the Jets-Colts gave NBC the best rating for a primetime Saturday NFL wildcard game. Last night, the Jets 17-16 win over the Indianapolis Colts gave NBC Universal Incorporated the biggest television audience for a National Football League wild card game in broadcast history during a primetime on a Saturday. Yesterday's game had a 20.8 overnight rating and a 33% share, making it the most watched wild card game on Saturday since the 1999 season, NBC said in a statement today. So obviously a lot of people were watching that game. I'm sure that there's a lot of different opinions, and throughout the week we'll hear what Peyton Manning should have done, what Sanchez should have done, what Caldwell should have done, what Rex Ryan should have done, what Dwight Freeney should have done, what the refs should have done. Bottom line is this. The Colts did not play the way they should. And if you remember yesterday in the balance, it said the Colts have got to come out and play Colts football. They didn't do that. And I quite frankly cannot blame that on any one person. But I do believe that we will bounce back. And we learned a lot this year. And, you know, if anything that we learned this year is the fact that we our team is subject to a loss. And we aren't the messiahs of football teams, if you will, even though that we do have, in my opinion, the greatest football player of all time. You guys have been listening to a special wrap-up here on Sunday afternoon. We're saying goodbye to the Colts for 2010. It's been great. Again, we'll have a lot to talk about on the wrap-up tomorrow on the remaining wild card teams. And obviously, we've got our big Super Bowl show coming up here in February. Josh, we're coming into our two-minute warning. What do we got, buddy?
Purdue won earlier today, so they're 15-1. And I'd like to send our thoughts out to the victims in Arizona on behalf of the bounce in yesterday's shooting.
Yes, thank you, Josh. Thank you so much for that. Our hearts goes out to the family and everyone involved in that Arizona shooting. That was a terrible, terrible tragedy. Everybody here at The Balance, our thoughts and our prayers go out to you. Again, we'll be back here tomorrow doing the wrap-up. We're going to wrap up all the games. And, of course, stay tuned to the Balance website for up-to-date information on the two games going on today, and then we're going on again into next week, where the Super Bowl picture will definitely come together. Well, guys, it's been good. The Colts season's over. They did lose yesterday to the New York Jets. My name's Tom. Right alongside me is $2 Bill Josh. You've been wrapped up.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, gun. You thought I was gonna say son of a bitch, didn't you?
That's all, folks.